Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
My word, Liverpool 5, Mo Salah 1, Darwin Núñez 4. Four fucking goals from Darwin Núñez. The biggest flop in Premier League history. Has scored 4 in a pre-season friendly before the Premier League has even kicked off. I'm here with Chloe. I'm here with Sneho. Chloe, the talk of the town is, of course, Darwin Núñez. What a second half from him.
Yeah, he was brilliant. He was really lively when he came on. His runs were brilliant as well. And you know, we talk about that second goal of his, which was absolutely magnificent. That is a striker's goal. It was the second touch, the outside of the boot touch, to get him the angle that he wanted and the shot to slot it bottom bin. There's not a lot of strikers out there who finish it the way he finished it. They probably get a goal, but that's a striker's finish. His movement was there. His energy was there. Yeah, he probably got gifted 2 goals there, but who really cares? It gave him the confidence to get that second goal, which was incredible. And you've saw the sparks there for him. Now go and do it in the Premier League, where you're bound to get how many chances because of this Liverpool side. That header that was saved as well, it just gives us another aspect in a football game. Put one in the box, let him attack it. It was boss to see. It's been a boss game.
No, yeah, 5-0. I mean, for me, I talked about it a lot. Half time about how I love the dovetailing of the strikers. The front three's changed over the course of the second half. You've got Núñez, you've got Javier Elliott on the right hand side, you've got Carvalho on the left. That last goal is one where the strikers have sort of changed positions a little bit. Darwin's run out to the left hand side, but the third goal is the one that I find most interesting for me. I don't know whether you'd agree with that.
Yeah, so basically Trent ends up in that centre mid position where he's finding himself more recently. He flicks it through. Yeah, it was Núñez. He takes 2 touches and finishes. Chloe's right.
Sorry, his third goal.
Oh yeah, I'll get that. So on his goal, the first one with Trent plays it through, touch finish. That second touch of foot was magnificent. His third goal, he's in the right place, and not only does he get a toe on it, he guides it into the corner. Because if he just hit that even that goal, he was crap. He might have just threw it in. But he guides it round the corner. So the first goal, it's a penalty, I'll be honest, I think he should have saved it. The fourth one's a good run. I think the goalie should have saved it. But that second and third goal, he got the goal, you know, off the shoulder, what we've been told, that's what he likes doing. Even though he's a big lad, you'd expect him to be like this, back to the goal lad. He actually knows he's the opposite. He wants to run in behind. We saw that. And then the third one is the type of goal Liverpool number 9 needs to score.
Yep.
Sadio Mane scored loads of them. It's been the right place, right time to finish.
One touch.
Jota does the same thing, one-touch goals, and so I was very
impressed. Header as well.
He's got that. Yeah, like I say, that the second and third goals, even, you know, he's got 4, and I understand, like, that get the headlines, brilliant. Hopefully it does his confidence the world of good, but goal number 2 and goal number 3, I thought were ones that, like, again, it's pre-season, same as the last one, you don't want to criticise him too much for having bad games, you don't want to overboard, but they're the type of goals, they're the type of chances he should get in this team, so it's nice to see him finishing. His second goal is the one I was most impressed by. That was like, yeah, I can see what you're doing now. First touch, a lot of people would have hit it straight away, but he takes that extra touch, creates the angle, and then goes back on the goal, like Chloe says. So,
and in fact, 4 goals in 45 minutes, that's one every...
God. 45 divided by 4, 11 minutes 15 seconds.
Well done.
Yes, get it. Great mass from me. Nailed it at the end. Clutch. Failed off with the watch run when it came up.
Brilliant.
Swoosh at the end.
Vinatieri style.
Absolutely just turned up when I needed it. I think Liverpool's two best players in the second half were actually the two new signings. And I think that's hugely positive as well. At the start of the set, I thought Carvalho was excellent. I say this two of the three because James Milner was probably man of the match. He was unbelievable as well. But I was really impressed by how good Carvalho was. His movement, again, I'll go back to what he reminds me, he's got a bit of Phil Coutinho about him. He's shifty on the ball, he likes to dribble, he likes to cut onto that left foot, he picks a pass when he needs to. So the two new signings playing well in that second half was the main thing. And then of the first half, I don't know what you call, I thought it was the Mo Salah show, but I thought of that first half team, Salah stood out, which again, having your best player stand out in good nick going into the season, because he scored the opening goals in every season he's been here. He's on for the record, and I wouldn't put it past him. If he plays like that, he'll score against
Fulham. Is it 5 years on the bounce he scored in the
Open? Yeah, so
game.
He signs in, what's the hell?
2017,
18. So he scored in the 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. So he's on for six on the run. Good maths again by me. You wouldn't put it past him in that form scoring against Fulham?
No, you wouldn't. I was just taken away by your maths.
Honestly,
yeah, 5 plus 1, that's 6 really
know,
quickly,
wow.
Didn't he?
Clip it. No, he was brilliant first half. I think second half excited me more than the first half, and maybe that's just because in the first half we were just really in control. It wasn't too spectacular, and also you had a lot of players on the pitch who we've known get the job done week in, week out.
Everyone just did what you'd expect them
exactly.
to do, kind of thing, yeah.
And we strolled through it. Second half, you had the likes of Elliot and Carvalho, left wing and right wing with Nunes. And like I mentioned, maybe because they're not the normal front three, where Diaz, Firmino, Salah, they know each other now, the interchange, they know the runs of each other. Those three didn't, so it was very much, okay, I'm just going to play what's in front of me. Nunes is on the shoulder, yeah, let's put it in behind there. And it was very good. It was really entertaining to see. Like you said, Carvalho was brilliant. His close control, silky of him. Curtis Jones did fairly well. You've got the name James Milner, because how good he was. Yeah, he was incredible. Also, the likes of Bajetic, I'm going to say, was really impressive. And also Henderson, I thought Hendo had a good game.
Do you know what I enjoyed most probably about the second half is the fact that we played down the left. Like, we don't normally play down the left. It was just quite
fun.
It was
the Carvalho show,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and yet, even when we played down the left, Milner's probably, for me, player of the half.
Yeah.
Bar Nunes, of course, he gets 4 goals.
It's nice that you said in the half-time, when they came on out, the round, what was it, when Nunes and Carvalho and Elliot become a three, it's like, how are they going to play together? Well, they both assisted them, which is a huge positive. I like that Liverpool gave him the penalty as well. Like Mo Salah, I don't know, very selfless.
He's not asked in pre-season.
No, but I think
Premier
he is.
Game,
you say that, mate.
In a Premier League game, he ain't getting that.
No,
so that tells me he's not asked in pre-season, Steve.
No, I think he's...
You know, in a Premier League game, he's not giving
No, but that's what I'm saying. But I think he particularly got. I wouldn't mind a goal. But
he knows what's right for the team and the squad.
Yeah, exactly. Good,
else,
good squad, good squad management by all of them. I think... Again, the second half was different because I thought Leipzig looked knackered and they made a lot of changes as well, like we did. And they didn't look anywhere near the level we are. And you told me before, like they've been in training the same amount of time. Maybe, and again, it's probably why Milner looks so good, because he is just so fit. Like, he's fitter than everyone on the pitch, so that helped.
I suppose the other thing is, I'm right in saying this, they've just come out of their Austria training camp, so they had one in Austria as well. So they might have more in the legs, you know, just a little bit more dead.
We look way sharper, didn't we?
Yeah, we've just had that little bit more rest time because we've come back from obviously the Far East, and then we've had a little bit of rest, we've gone into the game, nowhere near as much in the legs. This is, again, why you can't judge even our performance, because you don't know where their teams are. When everyone's full going for it, it's league time. That's when you can judge off against other teams, isn't it? But what you can get excited about is individual moments. Those little bits of skill, those little link-up plays, which is what we're talking about between the front three. How Stefan stepped into the midfield slot and how he made it look his own and stuff like that. How Tsimikas just seems to play the same every single time. You know, whether it's Premier League or pre-season, he gets balls into the box, he gets up and down, he throws his body on the line, he fucking rugby tackles people. This is what you wanted. That's what you see from Costas week in, week out. Joe Gomez looking fitter, stronger every single time he takes to the field. You know, Konate looked good apart from that one small error in the first half. We know what Virgil van Dijk's like. Midfield looks great. What it says to me is what we've already known, Chloe. We've got a fucking great squad.
We're boss, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you think about those two halves. I mean, Both either of them team could go out against Fulham. It's just true.
And there's no Jota, and there's no Chamberlain, and there's no Alisson involved, yeah, as well. No Kelleher.
I mean, Adrian was actually really good in that first half as well. I think it shows the squad depth you've got, and it also shows the competitiveness. I mean, Carvalho's only just came in, young lad, and we're all sat here thinking, whilst we'd love to see him from the start. And maybe in the games like Fulham where teams are going to sit back, you think, okay, well, let's use you instead of someone else, maybe a Henderson or Elliot for Henderson, someone like that. So we've got so many options. It's so good to think about. I mean,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm just excited. Before this game, I was excited for the season, but I feel excited now. I like want it to start tomorrow where I didn't
before. Got a few weeks left, haven't we, as well?
I know. I want to see us play again. And that's what you get when you're closer to pre-season, but also when you're seeing the team have a bit more cohesion, because these players have been out. They've probably kicked a ball, but they've been relaxing. They've been off on their own thing. We've brought new players in. And we've gone back to it. We're getting the obvious fitness, but also we're getting the knowledge of reminding each other where we play, how we play, the positions, the runs we all make. And it seems like it's finally gelling a little bit.
Look good. Yeah.
Did you see that then, Steve, on the highlights? They just showed the Nunes penalty again. First man over to him, big fat smile on his face, Jordan Henderson. Because he knows what it means for somebody to get integrated into this squad and believe that they can play at the level that we need him to play at. Yeah. Like, It's the big talking point is Darwin's four goals, and we've discussed them, obviously, the technique and the process behind them and stuff like that already. But what does that give Darwin Nunes going into the Community Shield and the rest of the friendlies in the Premier League season?
Yeah, it's the season. Maybe he needs to tweet more often. I don't know. Like, I wasn't a big fan of the tweet, but maybe that's what he needs to do. There's certain sportsmen who thrive with a point to prove, almost. Yeah. Like, and it felt a bit like that. Like he's obviously heard the noise and things. Like I say, the goal, it's a goal he should save, the penalty, he should save the fourth one. But even if he'd have scored just two goals and it was that second and third goal, I'd have been delighted. The other two are a bit of fluff, if truth be told. It's nice and it's amazing that he gets all four.
When you take your shot first time and for the four.
Yeah, listen, he's in the
right.
Yeah.
I know, like, yeah, people should save it, but it happens all the time.
And he makes a good run. And listen, his penalty's hard enough to go past the goalie's hand. So, yeah, you're right. And you're probably right. Maybe I'm a bit harsh on him, but yeah, the only thing I want out of this friendly, because again, be asked really, if truth be told, where we're up to, I wanted a goal for him, because I think he needed it just to settle his nerves and get a bit of confidence. The fact that he's got fucking four of them, you know, he's played what now, a half there, and got,
he's played about 110 minutes
in my maths. Steve, do the maths.
Yeah. No, I think that's near enough right anyway. A couple of fit, but either way,
you'd have got it wrong.
Oh, that'd have been shocking. But like, this is the goal I'm bosh back on the highlights. Yeah. That second one is a really, really good, and that's the one I'm really most proud of. Like, in terms of, like, yeah, brilliant, love it. That's what you want from your striker.
I just think this is exactly what he needed going into the season. He can forget about everything else now, he doesn't need to score a goal again in pre season.
Yeah.
That he can just concentrate on getting fit. getting the understanding with the players and getting ready now, because the monkey is off the back. He's got his goals in pre-season. I can't remember anyone ever scoring 4 goals in pre-season friendly.
Nah.
Like, it just doesn't really happen.
I think it's nice
it?
As well that, like, he can, like you said, what I like, he probably isn't fully integrated yet, because there's a couple of times where he made the wrong run or he made the wrong pass. But what it showed is, let him do what he's good at, and he's really good at it. He still has to do a little bit of change to adapt to Liverpool, but we know he can score goals. He scored loads of goals. He's done it against us. Similar, like, we know that. So give him the opportunity. If he finds himself in a position where he can do what we know he can do, he'll deliver. And it might just be, he might not be the perfect jigsaw fit straight away, because it's impossible to do that in this team. But if he can score goals and while he's learning, absolute Brucey Bowman.
Can sand the edges down, and soon enough he'll fit right into the middle of that.
But in the meantime, he's still useful. He get his goal. Like, if a half chance forced him against Fulham, he might not have the best game, but we know he's got the ability to put it in the back of the net.
And we don't get carried away here on Redmen TV for pre-season friendlies, but Chloe, how many goals is he getting this season?
I mean, I'm not going to lie, I won at least 22.
4 in every half.
I said he'd be
four times.
I said he'd be getting 25 to 30 goals this season few weeks ago.
Four comps.
Like, if he's allowed to score 4 in every half, I mean, that might be a bit low, to be honest with you. Because there's
some games actually had 240 goals.
So, like, Daniel Sturridge always felt like, I know he scored braces, but he always felt like he'd just get one a game. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Whereas Suarez would rack up 3 in a game, 4 in a game, 2 in a game. And, like, Salah's done a bit of both during his Liverpool
career. You need to start, when you want to win those golden boots, you stat pad. A goal in a 7-0 against Fulham is worth the same as a 1. Like, in terms of, if that's all you're interested in, so fill your boots. Like, if you get a chance, go and do it. Yeah. If he plays every minute, 90 minutes, and scores 4 every half, I mean, it's 60.
Jesus Christ.
124.
M. Brown, you worked that out while we were talking. M. Brown, member for 12 months. Fabio's acceleration is very exciting. Some signing, indeed. Paul Cochran, brace yourselves. Monkey off the back up the Reds. Absolutely. Thank you for those two super chats. We were just talking about that exact thing. The Carvalho acceleration thing, we talked about a lot of things, Chloe. We didn't actually talk about his acceleration and his movement. But what caught my eye was that close control.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was the one for Darwin's goal, isn't it? Where he heads it to himself basically over the defender, and then he runs onto it. And I didn't think he was a fast player, but maybe it was the fact that it was close control and it looked fast.
He's quick with the ball.
Yeah,
I always
if he's running onto Sutton, he probably doesn't have the pace, but with it, he looks very fast, and maybe that's because he's got such close control.
Again, Coutinho and Suarez were two, like, neither of them were lightning quick, like. Yeah, but like with the ball,
but they didn't slow down when they had the ball.
Exactly. So they look so fast, and they skip past people.
This is it, yeah.
Now he's with the ball. He moves so well.
Yeah, and he looked brilliant. I don't want to, you know, go over the top with it, but even in the last two games, he's looked really good. I think there was one where in the last game he cut in on his right as well and has a shot and it hits the post or whatever. So, I mean, we know he's got it all. It's just really exciting because I don't think we've had a Coutinho since Coutinho left, and we didn't really need to. But how many times has it talked about the fact that we rely on our front three so much for creativity? There's not enough assists or goals in our midfield. And if he can come in the left side of midfield, or if he does have to come in for Diaz, if Jota's not fit, I think he can do boss. And yeah, I think it's his silkiness. He doesn't need the pace. Like, we're Coutinho, you'd never want him as your out-and-out left winger because he doesn't have pace, but his silkiness was the reason why he was so good there.
Not get away with it, it's the wrong way of saying it.
Play a different way.
Like, not the Jürgen Klopp left winger that we're so used to, and I think Carvalho can do that.
Quad Bod in our Discord for Club Legends says, can we start talking about the quad yet? Absolutely.
Yeah, for you, Rich.
Jive Henry says, we are now. Community Shield makes it 5, so there you go. Liverpool, on that note, scored 5 today. Darwin Núñez himself scored 4 of those 5 goals. How long was he on the field for? 45 minutes. He came on at half-time. Fantastic. really excited for the game against Salzburg. We'll be back, though. Before then, we've got loads of shows over the next week or so coming up. Being podcast, of course, is Tuesday. But most importantly, I suppose, we've got a cracking new episode of our Hendo 10 docu-series coming out on podcast form. It's Friday tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Friday. 9 a.m., Steve?
9 a.m.
There you go. See?
Check it out. The first one's free now. Go and check out. Amazing. Yeah, you'll love it. Absolutely.
It is absolutely sensational. As sensational as Darwin Núñez was in that 45 minutes. Thank you all very much for joining us. And we'll see you all soon.
Thank you for tuning in. If you want more Redmen TV content in your life, head over to redmenplus.com and sign up now. You can get access to a whole host of other content, including interviews, documentaries, pre- and post-match content. As well, if you join as a club legend, you will also get perks such as free merch, discount on merch, tickets to live shows, and much, much more. Head over to Redmen Plus now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.